AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump boasted of his accomplishments in last night's State of the Union, portraying a golden age for the country. But Melissa Golden reports he repeated quite a few false and misleading claims.
Trump reported how much the U.S. has allegedly earned through investments.
In 12 months, I secured commitments for more than $18 trillion pouring in from all over the globe.
This figure appears to be highly exaggerated and speculative, as the president has not presented any evidence of such a high figure. The White House website offers a far lower number, $9.6 trillion, which appears to include some commitments made during the Biden administration. Another claim he made was about how many wars he has supposedly ended during his second term.
First 10 months, I ended 8 wars.
This statistic, which he cites frequently, is also quite exaggerated. Trump has helped mediate relations between many nations, but his impact isn't as clear-cut as he makes it seem. For example, in at least 2 instances of peace he claims credit for achieving, between Serbia and Kosovo and Egypt and Ethiopia, there were no wars to end.
Again, that's the AP's Melissa Golden. Iran's accusing the president of big lies ahead of talks in Geneva over Tehran's nuclear program. Also in last night's State of the Union.
When it comes to the corruption that is plundering, it's plundering America. There's been no more stunning example than Minnesota.
Now, Vice President J.D. Vance says the administration will temporarily halt some Medicaid funding to the state, part of what he describes as an aggressive crackdown on misuse of public funds. In other news, Cuba says its forces have killed 4 people aboard a speedboat that opened fire on soldiers in Cuban waters. The Interior Ministry offered few details, but said the boat was registered in Florida and provided a number. The AP was unable to verify that because boat registrations are not public in Florida. This is AP News. Seth Soutelle now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, erasing their losses for the week. NVIDIA and other big tech companies led the way. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% Wednesday for its second gain in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 307 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.3% as stocks in software and other tech industries continued to rebound. NVIDIA rose 1.4% ahead of its latest profit report, which arrived after trading closed for the day. The giant AI chip company once again beat Wall Street's estimates. Stock markets rose in Europe and Asia. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Seth Soutelle, New York.
And the NHL's back in action tonight after its Olympic break with an 8-game schedule, 6 games in the NBA. More news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.